Hi, Radio Laurier. It's Grace, your Monday after class host. Today I'm all alone, unfortunately. I might have a special guest that might come halfway through the show. We'll see if he shows up or not. But for now, it's just me, by myself. But that's okay. I guess I'm just gonna like talk about my day maybe for a little bit. So I hope you can hear me properly. I have no one to like tell me that I'm not sounding proper, so I hope you can hear me okay. So my day actually kind of wasn't how it normally goes. I normally go and get breakfast every single day, and that's like kind of what starts my day off on the right foot. And I didn't get any breakfast this morning. I called my friend to get breakfast, but he did not have his ringer on, so he slept through it. And then abruptly woke me up at like 10:15 to say that he slept in. But so I didn't get breakfast this morning, which was kind of, I don't know, I feel like breakfast always just starts my day off on the right foot. But that's okay. I had class this morning. I had one class today, and it's only from 11:30 to 12:20, so it's a pretty short class. And he ended it so early, like he ended at like maybe 12, so that was nice. And what did I do for the rest of the day? I finished my midterms a lot earlier on, like before the reading week, but I finished like pretty much most of my assignments that are due. And now I pretty much just have like exams. I have like a few assignments, but they're all relatively like 2 weeks and it's due. So yeah, I'm kind of just like in the midst of, I have like pretty much a free week, but I also, still want to like get caught up on some work. But it's, like, hard to get motivated when there's, like, nothing due. I feel like the pressure of having stuff due is what motivates me. So I'm a little, I feel like this is going to be a little bit of a tough week for me. But it's St. Patrick's Day weekend, which that is so exciting. It's my first St. Patrick's Day here, and I'm so excited. I feel like HoCo was not the best, and I think that's the only reason for that. Also, sorry if I sound super weird and nasally and congested. I still am, like, a little sick, so I sound, like, really off and kind of annoying, if I'm being honest, so sorry about that. But anyways, yeah, HoCo wasn't the greatest, and I think that was just because it's so early on into the year. Like, it's literally, like, the first 3 weeks into the school year that like you still haven't like solidified your friend group or anything like that. So HoCo just like wasn't really that fun. And I think too, at least for myself, I can't speak for everyone, but I think for a lot of us, we all kind of expected that the party was just gonna like come to us, but like that's not how it works. You have to be the one to like get out there and have your fun. It's not going to come to you. So I think a lot of us understand that now. And so I think that St. Patty's Day is going to be a lot of fun. And I'm super excited. The one thing is they're being super strict this year on, like, residents, like, dorms and stuff. And we're not, like, technically allowed to go into any other dorms. Or I guess, like, residence rooms, sorry. Which kind of sucks, but I think it'll be okay. I think I was able to make my way over to Conrad during HoCo fine, without getting, like, caught or anything. Two, my friends Dawn and Conrad is extremely, extremely chill, and so he would not mind at all, but yeah, like, technically we're not allowed to. Which is fine. I have people in my res as well, but I'm sure I'll be able to make my way over. yeah, I'm excited. I still haven't gotten anything to wear yet. Like, I haven't gotten any St. Patty's Day clothes, which is a little bit. I have, like, this one green sweater that I know if I don't wear it, my friend Aiden claimed it. But, yeah, so I'm really excited. I'm going to go to Dollarama, I think, very soon, maybe tomorrow, to get a St. Patty's Day shirt and get some, like, necklaces and, I don't know, stickers. I have no idea. Stuff for St. Patty's Day. But what's fun is, like, I feel like, too, it's just... Sorry if you could hear that. Once again, there's no AC in this room, so I have to keep the window open in order to survive an hour in here. So you might be hearing some background noise, and that's just cars and stuff like that. Yeah, so I think it's what's fun about it is that it's like a whole entire weekend thing. It's pretty much just like you kind of go off on like a bender a little bit. But I'm super excited. I'm going to get all my work and everything that I need to get done beforehand so I can have fun. I think that's probably the way to do it and like really enjoy it knowing that like I have nothing to worry about. And yeah, I'm super excited for St. Patty's Day. I think it's going to be so much fun. But what's also sad about St. Patty's Day, not also sad, but what is a little upsetting about St. Patty's Day rolling around is that it's really close to the end of the year, which is so upsetting. I don't know. I think I'm going to have a really hard time in the summer not being with my friends. I think we're all going to have a hard time with it. And just, like, I feel like it's really, like, an end of an era, kind of, because, like, I will never get that same opportunity again to, like, be in res with my friends, which is, like, very sad to think about. And, like, I'm never going to be able to get breakfast with my friend Jed every morning. I mean, okay, sorry, not never. Like, I obviously will, but it just, like, won't be how it is now. So I'm really trying to, like, cherish just the little moments that I have and being able to go over to my friend's res whenever I want kind of thing and hang out with my friends whenever I want or just, like, go upstairs and see my friends. I'm trying to, like, cherish those moments as much as possible before it kind of, before I don't get that opportunity again. And two, thinking about, like, 4 months without being with these people, like, I don't know how I'm gonna do it. I know that I'm gonna be probably making a lot of trips. I'm definitely the furthest one out of all of my friends, so I'm definitely gonna have to be making, like, the most effort to see people, which is fine. Like, I don't mind at all. But yeah, so there's going to be a lot of road trips this summer. And I'm going to be excited to, like, reunite with everyone when I do. But yeah, it's really sad and it's a hard time. And to, like, all of our exams end at, like, kind of different days. So everyone's, like, leaving at different times. So I just feel like exam season's just going to be, like, a whirlwind of emotions. Like, one, you're dealing with, like, your last first year exams, and that's, like, hard, like, you're studying for that, but at the same time, like, the thought of not seeing your friends for a few months is just, like, also really hard, and I'm the type of person that, for me, like, my friends mean, like, the absolute world to me, so I think I'm gonna have a really tough time thinking about it. I mean, it's already really hard for me to think about not being around my friends, but I know that I still have, like, a good month left. Oh, that's so sad. A month? Are you kidding? I feel like I just got here. Really, I feel like I just got here. This year has gone by, or not year, I guess, like, these 8 months have gone by so quickly. It's insane. I just, like, I can't wrap my head around it. First semester went by pretty fast. At least, like, during Christmas break, I was like, wow, that went by so quickly. But here I am in my second semester, and it's gone by, no joke, like, blink of an eye, I feel like it went by. Because I feel like January was very low key. Like, we didn't get that many much work handed to us, so we were able to just kind of like hang out with all of our friends, have fun. And so January was a great month. Then February came and it was like midterms, studying, working, all of that. So it went by really fast. Then here we are. What day is it today? March 13th. And again, like a bunch of my friends just finished. I'm pretty sure they just finished their midterms. But I know a few people that still have some this week. My friend Avery has one tomorrow. So like, again, like the months have just been going by so quickly. And it's really sad. But honestly, like, this year has changed my entire life on, like, a really serious note. It really has changed my whole life, and I'm really glad I've met the people that I did and got the opportunity to live on res with all of my friends. And just, it almost feels like you're never alone. I mean, obviously, you go through times where it's really hard, but for the most part, you don't feel alone, and you feel like you always have people who have your back. And two, like, everyone's going through ups and downs here. You're always going to find someone who's in, like, the great, like, the most perfect mood ever. And then someone who's, like, really struggling. And I feel like that's, like, so normal. I know for me, at least, I was pretty much the entire year, like, on a really big high. I remember, like, I would just, like, talk to my mom and tell her that, like, I haven't felt sad in so long, and I feel so happy here, and this is, like, where I'm meant to be. And then I think, like, after reading week, I've just kind of been, like, hitting a little bit of a low, and I feel like that's, like, a lot of us have been. I feel like exams might have not have gone the best for some people. Knowing that you have to leave your friends is really hard, too, in the next few months. And I don't know, like, it's just a buildup of emotions, and I think everyone's kind of going through a little bit of a hard time right now. But I'm really trying to just, like, not think about being upset for these last few months and just, like, cherishing it and having as much fun as I can and making the most memories with my friends as possible. So with that being said, I want to, like, maybe go over some of my favorite, like, my most memorable moments here at Laurier for my first year. So I gotta, like, think of some moments. I definitely think, as much as HOCO wasn't, like, the most fun, I think it really bonded, like, my friends and I. And that was, like, just a fun moment to just, like, hang out with my friends. Yeah, we didn't, like, do it how, like, we started. We got up to party at, like, 5 p.m. Like, we didn't start how we should have, but I think that was it was definitely still a fun moment for me. Definitely getting breakfast with my friend Jet has, I don't know, that's just something that I will, like, I don't know, always remember. I'll always remember that about my first year. Sorry, I have to cough real quick. Sorry, I'm back. My friend Oscar's birthday, that's another moment that was, I feel like, just special, and I feel like bonded us. A few of my friends and I, we decorated his door, and this was, I think, like, 3, maybe 4 weeks into being at school. We decorated his door for him, and we bought him a cake and sang him happy birthday. And I just think that was, like, a special time. And to, like, see my friends so happy was, like, also really special. What other moments? I think, too, honestly, like, exam season, like, in December was, I don't know what it was, but it was kind of, like, a fun time. We were all just, like, in the zone trying to, like, get our stuff done, but, like, we all were leaning on each other for support during those hard times, because it was kind of hard, our first ever exam since, what, like, grade 10, so everyone was kind of going through it a little bit, so just being able to lean on each other during that moment was a special time. I'm trying to think of some other moments. I think honestly too, just like I don't know, every day was just every day is a great day here. No matter if you're going through it or not, I feel like just knowing that you have people behind you is special. But yeah, I'm gonna take I think like a 2-3 minute break, and I will come back with some more conversations. I don't know. I'll come back though. Here's some music. Okay, I am back. Okay, so my mom is listening, and so she told me of some best moments that I have to add. So me and my friends and I, from my res, we all went down to Oakville, which is where a few of our friends live, and surprised our friend Jalen for his 19th birthday, and that was a very fun time. It was just like, it was so much fun just spending time with everyone. I think it bonded everyone, and we all became a lot closer. So that was a really special moment, and definitely one of the highlights of first year. Next is when my friend Kevin surprised me with a cake for my birthday. That was also just like so sweet, and also like my friend taking me out for dinner for my birthday was just like also really sweet. And like going out with my cousin, I think too, just like getting close to my cousin has like been very, very special for me, and like being able to go through this journey with her is really fun. So the Oscars happened last night, and I'm so upset that I didn't watch it. Like, I wish I did. I've never really been like a religious viewer of the Oscars. Like, I'm not that kind of person that's like every single year I'm like sitting down always watching the Oscars. I'm not really religious with it, but like I do really wish I watched it last night, because there was just so many like cute and special moments. I feel like I keep using the word special. I'm so sorry. And I also hope you can like still hear me fine, because now I'm facing maybe that's better, because now I'm facing my computer that's opened, and I'm gonna like rate some looks. I wish that you guys could actually, I don't know if I wish this, but in this moment I wish that you guys could see me, because then you could see what I'm rating, the outfits that I'm rating, but maybe just like follow along. Maybe. Oh, now I feel bad. My friend Oscar was supposed to come today, but he was supposed to come today, but he was like, I'm only gonna come if our friend Jet joins him, and then Jet was like, I'm not coming. And so I told my friend Oscar that, and now my friend is like texting me, and he's like, can I still come? Like, I really do want to go. So now I just feel bad because we're like in the middle of it. But he'll come next week, he said. Okay. Oh, he says he's gonna come on. So yay, that's exciting. Okay, first look that I'm gonna be rating. Like, okay, my vision right now is one of my all-time favorite YouTubers is Cody Ko. I love Cody Ko, and Kelsey Kruppel too. I love them, and what they do is they've always like rated the Oscars outfits, and I've always wanted to do that. So I feel like this is just my time and my moment to do it, even though you guys can't see the outfits, so maybe follow along if you guys have like a computer, or I mean clearly you're on some sort of device if you're listening to this. So okay, Cara Delevingne. I don't want to like mispronounce anyone's name wrong either, because I just feel like that's not cool. Okay, Cara Delevingne, she's in this gorgeous red dress with a flower thing on her shoulder. Cara Delevingne's gorgeous just to begin with. Like, very stunning. I like the dress. I think she could have done a little bit better. That's probably a little controversial, but yeah, I'll say why later on. But she was good. She looks good. I like the heels match the dress. The jewelry is pretty. Her makeup is just like, I think her makeup is really good. I'm not a big makeup person. Like, I don't know too much about makeup, but all I know is that she looks really good. She looks good in general, but she has a little like red under her eye, which I think complements the dress. So, Cara Delevingne, always good looking. Lady Gaga, or Gaga, Lady Gaga. Sorry, I don't know why I said Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga. I don't know. She's in Versace and Tiffany. I don't really know. I think it's the makeup she has. Her makeup's a little, it's different. Like, it's, I don't want to be mean. It's just different. It's, I don't know. I don't think I'm the biggest fan of like a super smoky eye look. So, and like just like that bright red lip. It's like almost like a coral color. I'm not the biggest fan of that kind of stuff. So I'm gonna, sorry, I didn't even rate. Okay. Cara Delevingne's outfit gets like a whole look altogether. I'm gonna give it a 5. And I'm just gonna move on. I feel bad. Lady Gaga. I feel really bad. Maybe I'm not gonna rate it. I'm just gonna comment. I'm just gonna comment. Scratch that. I feel too bad rating it. Next one. Oh, and like I feel bad mispronouncing people's name. Halle Bailey. I think maybe that's how you say it. Halle. Haley. Halle. I think it's Halle. She looks really, really pretty in this dress. Dolce and Gabbana dress. Very pretty. It's like a nice, like I don't know how to, like, how do I describe this dress? It's just a lot of joy in it, I feel like. And she looks really happy too. I like that. That looks cute, fun, youthful. I like it. Oh, next one is Rihanna in Alaya, I think that's how you say it. Like, I just, like, I can't even, like, I have no words. I think Rihanna is absolutely stunning, and she looks so pretty, and it just, like, accentuates her bump, like, her baby bump. Just gotta put that in, like, so well. She's just so, and the hair is nice. In this picture, she has a little thing coming out of her hair, but it's Rihanna. Like, you can't say anything bad about Rihanna. 10 out of 10. Next up, I'm trying to like find some. I don't know. I'm not the biggest fan of these ones. Okay, let me try and find a good one. Sorry, everyone. Okay, Florence Pugh and Valentino and Tiffany and Co. Florence is just so pretty. She's really gorgeous. I think her hair is really cool. I like the little nose ring. Like, I think if anyone could pull off one of those nose rings like that, it would be her. Like, even like the hair is like really out there, but it just like works for her. She looks so pretty, and her makeup is good. The dress, again, like I just feel like anything looks good on Florence, so I like it. Jamie Lee Curtis in Dolce and Gabbana looks beautiful. I'm so happy she. I can't even, like, okay, I'm not gonna, like, lie and be like, I can't believe, like, she won an Oscar. Like, I love her so much. Because, like, I'm just not, like, I don't follow that much. But her, like, acceptance speech was, like, really great, I think. It was just like a special moment for her, and I feel like everyone could tell how like genuinely proud she was of herself, and so that's what I'm gonna say on that. Next up. Okay, let me find someone. Sorry. Stay with me. Okay, where's Kendall Jenner? That's who I'm, like, really looking for. Okay, Ashley Graham. She looks amazing. Okay, can we talk about Ashley Graham's interview with, again, like, I'm not very cultured, I don't know his name, but whatever his name was, he was so rude to her. Like, I just feel really bad. And I saw underneath, like, I guess a video was posted about it and how he was, like, rolling his eyes at her and just being really rude and, like, not answering her questions. And they were, like, all the questions she was asking him were, like, very generic questions, too. Like, but for some reason, he acted so annoyed. And a video got, like, posted saying how he was like this and, like, a journalist company was like, yeah, this is why we don't interview this specific celebrity, because he's always like this. So, at least it wasn't, like, just with her. Elizabeth Olsen looks very pretty again. I feel like that's all I'm saying, is that everyone looks gorgeous and pretty. I don't know really what to say, but, like, they do. She looks really pretty. Sorry, Vanessa Hudgens. I love Vanessa Hudgens so much. I think she looks really pretty. Like, her hair. Sorry, first of all, I have no idea what that noise was that came out of me. I just like to apologize about that. But she looks so pretty. Like, her hair. Like, and she just got engaged recently, too. Good for her. Hugh Grant. Sorry, Hugh Grant. That is who she interviewed. Ashley Graham interviewed, and he was Hugh Grant. Thank you. Yeah, Vanessa Hudgens looks really good in vintage Chanel. She's giving, like, Audrey Hepburn. Like, look, I don't know. I just think she's so pretty, and she just got engaged, and I'm just happy for her. Next, we have Michael B. Jordan in Louis Vuitton. Yeah, that's nice. I don't know. For guys, I feel like it's kind of hard to look super nice. Okay, whoa. Sorry, that's a little controversial. Not like that. Like, I just mean, like, I feel like they just wear, like, suits. And, like, most suits kind of look very similar. But he looks good. He does. Winnie Harlow. I love that color of yellow on her. That's really pretty. And her hair and makeup is done phenomenally. I feel like this is so, like, out of my comfort zone to be, like, rating people, because I just feel like I'm not anyone to judge anyone. So this is, like, I feel like I could be stepping on some toes. Brendan Fraser and Giorgio Armani. Again, like, I'm not gonna act like I follow Brendan Fraser a lot, but when he did win an Oscar, and, like, that was just seemed like a good moment for, well, obviously it was, but I'm sorry, I'm just happy and for him. He seemed just, like, so proud of himself. Okay. Sandra Oh. Okay, she actually looks really good. I like that burnt orangey color on her, and her hair is just, like, I can't even describe it. It's just really pretty. She looks really good. And she's Canadian, so. Where is Kendall Jenner? Like, I wanna. I can't find. I'm on Vogue right now. Website. Austin Butler. Now, he looks really good. Yeah, he looks really good. And that's all I'm gonna say. Looks really good.
My mom is like definitely listening to this, and she's just like, "What are you saying?" Okay, I need to find Kendall Jenner because Nicole Kidman looks stunning. She dyed her hair. I always remembered Nicole Kidman having like a reddish hair, but maybe. Okay, I feel like you really can't hear me, and I deeply apologize. Like, okay, I'm gonna like try and talk really close. Who's next? Kate Hudson. I love Kate Hudson. Kate Hudson is just so naturally pretty. I really like her. Yeah, she looks amazing. Stunning as always. Come on. Andrew Garfield in the Fendi and Omega watch. Looks great. He looks great. I just like, okay. I don't know how to pronounce his name, so I apologize ahead of time, but I think it's K. Hugh Kwan. Him winning an Oscar was like, I think everyone's heart melted when he gave a speech. Like, my heart melted. I felt like tearing up. It was like, he just was so cute up there, and like, you could just tell how genuine he was and proud of himself. And you could also tell that he was in like a little bit of shock. Like, he was not expecting it at all. But that was like, he was so humble too. I don't know. That was a very cute moment. He looks great in Giorgio Armani and Omega watch too. He looks great. Okay, well, of course Kendall Jenner doesn't pop up. But Kendall Jenner, I think, is my favorite look out of the Oscars. Let me try and see what she was wearing. Hold on. I'll be back in a minute. Okay, just to clarify, Kendall Jenner was at the after party. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, 'cause she's obviously not in a movie or anything like that. Like, her after party dress. I just feel like clarifying that because, yeah, okay. She was only at the after party. Just want to clarify that. Oh my gosh, and Sandra Oh is from Ottawa? I didn't know that. That I feel so uncultured right now. Whoa. Sorry, clarifying Kendall Jenner after party dress, because she went to the after party. That's what I'm trying to look. Shh. Kendall Jenner is just so pretty. Oh my gosh. Yeah, the Vanity Fair Oscars party. That's what I meant. She was in a vintage. I think it's either Jean Paul, Jean Paul Gaultier dress. She looks really like, I want everyone to take a minute and look at what Kendall Jenner was wearing because she looked really pretty and really good. Yeah, I definitely think she was like the best dress, at least when it comes to the after party, for sure. I think thought it fit her so well and complemented her figure and shape really well too. And her hair and her makeup was just on point too. Okay, I'm gonna take a little break and I'll be back in a minute. Okay, I think I want to talk a little bit about the Selena Gomez and Hailey Bieber drama right now. I just think it's like absolutely crazy. And I want to address it because I think it's such a hot topic at the moment. But basically, for a little bit of backstory, so I feel like ever since Hailey Baldwin and Justin Bieber got engaged and got married so quickly, like 2 months after Selena and Justin broke up,
I feel like it's there's always been like a little bit of drama and like tension there. Not even a little bit, like a lot of it. But I think it like kind of like reached a certain point when like last, I think it was last month, maybe a few weeks ago, Hailey Bieber and Kylie Jenner posted on, I think, Kylie Jenner's Instagram story, a picture of their eyebrows, like, mocking and making fun of Selena Gomez's recent, like, eyebrow lamination fail that, like, Selena full-on, like, said to the internet, like, yeah, this was a fail. Like, she knew it was a fail, and they decided to, like, make fun of her. And now Hailey and her friends, like, Kylie Jenner, Kendall Jenner, I think Stassi maybe might be in the mix of that. I'm not too sure. They're, like, now branded the Mean Girls, which I think is just, I think it's just getting a little bit out of hand. But, and then, like, Selena commented saying that there was no drama between any of them. But, like, after, like, I guess, like, all the criticism she was getting and stuff, she, like, deactivated her TikTok account. And everyone, I think everyone just, like, jumped on Hailey when that was posted. It was just, like, because all in all, like, it's so immature. I mean, she's, I don't know how old she is now, mid-20s, maybe coming to her late 20s. But, like, when you're that age, like, really, you're going to post that and think that you're not going to get any backlash. And two, I feel like it's pretty obvious that Selena's fans are way more powerful and, like, passionate than Hailey Bieber's fans are. Like, there's no comparison. So it's just, like, you really thought you would be able to post that and, like, get away with it and, like, nothing would happen from it. Like, I don't know. That's a little crazy to me that she could think that. And then, of course, since that happened, like, a bunch of, like, tweets and receipts that Hailey was, like, this, like, Justin super fan and was, like, obsessed with his and Selena's relationship before they started dating has, like, popped up on the internet. And, like, people have found those receipts and have been reposting them. So it kind of makes Hailey seem a little bit crazy. For example, there's this tweet from September 2011. And Hailey says, I don't care what anyone says, but Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez together is the definition of a teenage dream. Hashtag word. I feel like that's something totally people in 2011 would tweet. But, yeah, so much has been popping up. And I think in, like, an interview with maybe it was Jimmy Kimmel, he, like, asked Hailey, like, have you ever, like, been a fan of Justin? And she kind of said, like, no. Not kind of. She said no. She's never been, like, this huge fan of Justin Bieber. She knew who he was, but was never, like, this huge fan. And then, like, all these receipts are popping up. And it's, like, okay. But if you weren't a big fan, what is this? I don't really feel like that's, like, the biggest deal, but I think it's just, like, people are starting to, like, unravel a few things about Hailey Bieber, and it's not looking, like, the greatest for her. Two, there's, like, a lot of speculation that Hailey has been, like, copying Selena Gomez for years now. I mean, she has, like, very similar tattoos as Selena. Selena has, like, a G tattoo behind her ear for her sister, Gracie. And Hailey literally has, like, that exact same tattoo of a G behind her ear. And, like, Hailey started this, like, cooking show. Selena started it first. Like, there's just a lot that makes Hailey look really bad. If you're gonna ask me what team I'm on, I'm obviously on Team Selena. Because I feel like she's just so humble and, like, really a genuine person. Don't get me wrong, like, I did always like Hailey. I didn't really have a problem with her, but with, like, recent stuff popping up, I'm like, it's just, like, childish. It's like, why? And two, there was this video posted of her like, I guess there was an ad of Selena Gomez in, like, a mall, and there was a video of Hailey Bieber literally just, like, full-on judging Selena and, like, trash-talking her and saying that she wasn't pretty and all this stuff, and I just feel like that's just not cool. I mean, obviously, everyone has a past, and people have, like, a past that they're not so proud of, too, and, like, people do change and grow up. But I don't know. Her posting that with, like, the eyebrow thing, I just feel like was so childish, and, like, she almost dug herself in this hole in a way. I feel like if she didn't, like, do that, like, none of this would have happened. She did it to herself, kind of. And then, too, like, Selena's ex-stylist, Von Ford, posted on his Instagram saying, "I hate Selena Gomez." And, like, that was, like, a whole thing, too. I don't really know what that's about, but I don't really. I feel like the thing is, like, even if, like, bad stuff does pop up about Selena, like, no one is really going to give it the time of day. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like everyone just loves Selena Gomez, and she's been, like, a positive influencer and, like, actress and singer for years now, that it's, like, nothing anyone says about Selena Gomez can really, like, hurt her image too much. Whereas Hailey Bieber, it's, like, completely different story. Yeah, but I just think that's, like, so, I don't know, Hailey, I mean, Selena's been so, like, she's handling it so well, and props to her, because, honestly, like, constantly being recognized with your ex is, like, so, I mean, I could never imagine that, but, like, that must be really hard. And, like, I know that Selena Gomez doesn't go to, like, any award shows really anymore because, I mean, I don't know if this is, like, for sure the reason, but I'm assuming a part of the reason is because Hailey and Justin are always going to be there, and she doesn't, I don't know, but, like, I just feel bad. And I feel like it's really sad. At the same time, some people can be like, okay, but I feel really bad for Hailey because her husband is always associated with his ex. And that's, like, also really hard. But I think it's kind of, like, it's kind of something that Hailey kind of signed up for. With marrying Justin so soon after him and Selena broke up. Like, what did she really expect, kind of thing? But I don't know. I think Selena Gomez deserves a lot better. And I think when she finds someone who truly appreciates her, she's going to be... I mean... Sorry, you do not need a man to be happy at all. So, she's thriving on her own and being independent, and she has her family and her amazing friends, and that's all she needs, and she's doing great. And you just look at, like, some people's lives, though, like, that's like, gosh, like, I could never imagine living a life like that, where it's like, it's constantly in the public eye, everyone constantly knows about your business. Like, your ex that you dated when you were so young, like, people are constantly going to be talking about it. Like, seems really hard. Anyways, so yeah, I thought I would just, like, talk about, I don't know, I didn't have anyone to come on with me today, but that's okay. I made it through. And whoever's listening, you made it through with me, so that's nice. But I will see everyone. I'll see everyone next week, next Monday, 10 to 11. So tune in then. It was nice debriefing some stuff with everyone.
Have an amazing rest of your week. Have a great St. Patrick's Day. Stay safe, of course. Have a good rest of your Monday. Bye, everyone.